Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hooks, please serve everyone on Profile This is played.
Oh, it sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. All right, Anthony, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, I do. And where are my drugs?
Well, you know what? There you go. We'll go to straight drugs, brother. A man who admitted to being high on drugs, he was arrested in Texas after causing a disturbance at a Dollar General. Killeen, Texas police officers were dispatched to the Dollar General after reports of an active fight in the parking lot. Now, when the police arrived, they found a man in the parking lot who'd been punching customers' vehicles and trying to fight people that were walking in and out of the store. Witnesses advised that the man had been aggressively confronting customers and also taking his frustrations out on vehicles. One car ended up with the side mirror knocked loose. Police officers quickly noticed the suspect was sweating profusely, talking rapidly, and, quote, looking around as if invisible opponents were closing in from all directions. Or as you like to say, my man was high.
Human Oculus.
Yeah. No, you're not even wearing a headset, bro. So police said the suspect suddenly jumped up and took off after a woman who was leaving the store, ignoring officers' commands to stop. He was then struck by a vehicle that was backing out in the parking lot. After continued refusal to comply, they tased his ass. Now, EMS responded to evaluate him before he was transported to the hospital, where he later admitted that he was high, and the cops said, yeah, no effing kidding. Anyway, police said that officers continued the investigation to recover multiple debit cards, identification cards, suspected narcotics, and drug paraphernalia scattered around the scene. The question is, what drug was my man high on before he was hit by a reversing car and eventually tased? Was it PCP? Was it meth? Was it acid? Or was it DMT? So PCP, meth, acid, or DMT?
As far as I remember, PCP is like very popular with people going against cars. What do you guys think?
I think it's hot in Texas no matter what. So sweating, you can normally affiliate with PCP. Summertime Texas, any drug you're going to... No drugs, you're going to sweat.
I'm completely sober, obviously.
Okay. So I think he did too much acid.
Man, I'm just going with my heart on this one. It's meth.
Okay.
That was my first thought. Meth.
Just Ted's because, heart's always been with meth.
Right, just the paranoia.
I'm going to stick with that PCP.
PCP.
All right. What was this guy on? PCP, meth, acid, or DMT? We will find out next.
Tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Category is drugs on profile. This we had a Texas man high on drugs caused a disturbance at a Dollar General store. Started hitting cars and trying to fight people in the parking lot. Eventually, he was hit by someone trying to back out of their space, and he was arrested. Question is, what was this guy on? PCP, meth, acid, or DMT?
And Anthony, that is a question that we posed to you. Let us start with Ted Smith. You went with meth. It was not meth.
All right.
Miles Montgomery, you went with acid. It was not acid. And Anthony, you started with, stuck with, and ended with PCP. And you are correct.
Okay.
Sir. Yeah. Damn. Classic case of PCP. Be proud that you know drug side effects, Anthony.
Now for all TV news all the time. Time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I would start by saying, it's going to sound kind of silly, but there's one thing I really missed traveling overseas. Sometimes my clock was messed up.
Oh, of course.
In Ireland.
He said clock, by the way, clock.
Like, I couldn't just find, like, SportsCenter or something. So... one morning I was up way too early or up way too late, so I watched one show that's on repeat constantly. Miles, could you take a guess of what it was? I believe it was on repeat in your house for years.
Oh, God. Frasier?
Frasier!
Why are they watching Frasier?
They love Cheers, and Frasier was on. Everybody, huh. I said that I worked in radio in Seattle, they were like Frasier.
I was like, just like that.
Yeah, same penthouse, same old deal.
But it was weird, like... I didn't realize how much I just default to putting on SportsCenter when there's nothing really on.
Yeah, well, they default to Frasier.
Yeah. That and, like, I watched a couple episodes of Cheers. I was like, oh, damn, Cheers was a good show.
It was hilarious.
So that was kind of interesting. Earlier today, you were telling a crazy tattoo story, right? About the dude trying to get the
Raiders tattoo off-center on his forehead.
Yeah. I know. It must have hurt. So this is kind of an interesting list. It's like TV characters that had kind of the best tattoos.
All right. Okay.
So did you guys ever watch Arrow?
Arrow. I did not. I was aware of it, but never watched it.
I did watch a little bit. That was Stephen Amell, who he might actually be from out here. I think he is.
Right, and it's the Green Arrow from DC.
Yeah.
Is who he played. Oliver Queen, whatnot. He's
hello!
Yeah.
Is that a DC comic?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It is.
It was on CW. Didn't get a whole lot of traction.
Was it any good?
I liked it. First couple seasons, they were good, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they just say, like, his tattoos and scars, it was key to, like, the character.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
He learned a lot.
Little Pete Wrigley in the Adventures of Pete and Pete. This is like a little kid with like a big forearm tattoo.
All right. Like a
Jessica Rabbit.
All right.
That's on PBS probably. Saturday mornings.
Yeah, so again, some of these people I'm sure have real tattoos, but these are just kind of the character tattoos they had. Gina Carano played Cara Dune in The Mandalorian.
Yep.
Right, so they were just saying the Rebel Stripes tattoo on her arm, pretty cool face tattoo.
I really miss her on that show.
And she was hot. Yeah.
Speaking of hot, it's hot in here. Sorry, give me a sec.
So take off all your clothes. Look at that.
You're wearing a shirt underneath your sweatshirt. Who does that? Yeah.
See? Oh, no.
Ah, yeah.
Did you? Wait, is that real?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not. What? Hold on.
No, it's not.
Why do you think I was wearing long sleeves?
Yeah!
I thought you were anti.
Oh, dude, you should have washed your hands.
I thought you were anti. You have like a bandage on that? Nothing?
Well, you could see where they shaved it off and they put the second skin
That's
on.
How I knew it was a real tattoo. Like, wait, you shaved your arm.
Wow. What racist symbol is that?
It's a Trinitarian cross, red and blue. Mm-hmm. So, DeMatha High School, right? Trinitarians run it. So that's kind of the cross they all wear. And then I wear Brendan Looney on my wrist every day. When his brother was in town, he had that tattoo. So I was like, that was the first time I was like, ooh, I might get that. So I kind of been thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then.
Did you do that here or in Ireland?
So then we're in Dublin and my friends were getting flash tattoos. And listen, I wasn't.
Back to the comics?
Just means you go in and get
flash.
Like,
have the design.
Oh, gotcha.
So we're kind of looking at them. And like, don't get me wrong, I had a few pints, but we weren't like hammered. And I was like, I'm kind of looking at stuff or whatever. And then it just kind of, and when we were at dinner before that, my buddy Evo, he's like, you don't have any tattoos? I said, no. And I said, you know, I've thought about this one or that one. And he just looks at me. He wasn't being mean. He just says, well, at 45, you're not going to have a lot more first in your life.
That's true.
And it just kind of hit me like a bolt of lightning. So then we got in there. I was thinking about it. This guy comes in. We're in the shop. This Irish guy comes in. He's all hammered. He's like waiting for the guy that's going to do mine. And he's like, oh, no, like, I'll wait for you. And he's like, he did me mutter. He did my mutter. And I'm like, what?
He did his mom.
Right. He pulls up his forearm. And he's like, this guy's the best. He's like, I'll wait. If you decide to do it, like, I'll wait. And then I was like, all right. And Thrill, you know this. You have tattoos. Like, we picked out the size. We moved it up and down the arm.
Yep. Hold up there just a little bit higher so the camera can see it. There you go.
Yeah.
So how did it feel, man? And I don't mean did it hurt. I mean, like.
Also, I got to say, I was so nervous. I had to use their bathroom because I was like, all right, I'm ready. It shockingly did not hurt. I did not use numbing cream.
Right. It doesn't hurt. No. It can, depending where you get it. But like I said, it's funny you bring this up. So I got a new tattoo a year ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, right there on the back.
So that's a drawing from my daughter. And it's like this anime looking fairy, right? Who's been torn in half and saw her entrails and spine are hanging out. And I'm like, I'll get that. No problem. Yeah. There we go. We both did something. Good for you, man.
Yeah, right?
Good for you.
And it actually looks good.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Like the lines were super clean and everything.
That is a clean, clean piece of work, man.
Yeah, it was funny as they're like,
Did they know what it was when you told them?
No, I had to like pull up the picture and show it to them because they were all, Brazilians.
Oh, yeah.
In the tattoo shop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then, like, between that, plus I also figure, like, look, it's not like I'm not going to like DeMatha.
Sure.
It'll remind me of Looney. I got it in Dublin, Ireland. It'll remind me of that. So there's just so much into it.
That's
like,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right? There's always something behind it, man.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
Right, because, like, the little flash ones, like, I could do that, but I feel like for my first tattoo, well, I don't want to say only, because they were joking with me. They're like, you're actually 45? I was like, yeah. And the guy was like, you're going to get addicted. No. This is something I've been thinking about, this and that.
Yeah.
It's wild. I'm a tat guy now.
Yeah.
There you go. I
can't believe you just walked in.
He did my mother.
I'm just like,
my mother.
Oh, give me mother. You guys must be really close.
Did my mother.
That's
you
great,
did
man.
His mom?
Yeah. And then that night, whew, I mean, you talk about endorphins.
About to say, man, how high were you on that?
It was unreal. And we were right in like that Temple Bar area. So, I mean, you're going out to bars. Even like the next night, like at dinner, there was like a glass partition. Right. And I saw this girl showing off like her new shoulder piece. And I just like knocked on the door and showed her like the second skin and was like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. There's a whole thing to it, man.
Yeah. But yeah, didn't hurt that bad. The only person who was a little awkward was my mom.
Mom's, because it's
oh,
mom.
Oh, come on.
You can't win.
I know. And I said, well, I don't know. It'd probably be the only one. She's like, I'd prefer if it was the only one. And
well, like, your sister's got him, right?
No, I did not realize this till I got this. Does, I think I'm the only Smith of our, of my dad's generation and my generation that actually has one.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
So we had talked about getting Christina, and I just always liked that placement. But yeah, like, so, I mean, you could see it, not see it. You could wear a sleeve. That's why today, like, I came in here. I showed Mike earlier, but, like, I didn't tell anybody.
I had no idea.
Anybody from work, because I was like, I want to surprise them during TV time. And I got my little
Neil's Sporn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, you can imagine me.
That's Aquaphor, right?
Yes.
Okay, don't use Neosporin. If you're listening, the only reason, because Neosporin will draw the ink out.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to do that. That's all. Aquaphor is the way to go. I'm sorry, I'm done. I'll shut up.
Yeah, or Lutriderm.
Yeah, anything like that.
Like, you know me. I'm such a psycho. I was like, all right, I'm going to take it off and then gently clean it, this and that. So, yeah, just awesome. And that's what I'm saying. Between the Dematha stuff, Dublin, I'm like.
And Dublin, dude.
It's pretty easy to know. I'm hoping. Like other tat people will ask me where I got it, and I can be like, can't afford it. Like, why? It's like, because he's in Dublin.
Yeah.
Like, you can't afford my artist.
The question you're going to get
can't afford
is,
a plane ticket.
What does that mean to you? Because no one's going to, obviously, it's a cross, they get it. Why is it red and blue? You're going to get those questions. Then when you explain it, and that's the beauty of tattoos. There's the story, then they know what your interest is, and that's what I'm saying. When tattoo people look at each other, like, you kind of understand each other. Like the guy that wanted to get the swastika on his thigh. Like, oh, I get where you're coming from. I see your position.
Yeah, exactly. Makes complete sense to me.
But, I mean, also, like, I mean, I looked at that guy so many times, and I was like, blue first, red over top. Like, just make sure we have this done.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, when they shade it in, you could feel that a little bit. But, like, the outline and stuff, like, I was.
Once they start, you go numb.
Well, when they shade it in, the problem is they're reattacking an open wound, right? So you outline it, you have created the wound. And then when they shade it, there's then like hurt, but there's a little burn that goes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you kind of go like, all right, I understand, though, because my skin is sensitive, my body's trying to reject all this, but yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to like just zen out and kind of just chill and let them do it. But then like drunk people keep coming into this tattoo shop, and it was like a raging like party behind us. And, like, one person, like, I got up, and he was like, oh, I want this tattoo. I was like, I just got my first. I don't work here.
Yeah. Like, oh, he thought you worked there?
Yeah. So it was super cool.
How long did that take? I think it was, like, 45 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, probably, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It was €200. I mean, it was a little more expensive, I think, because of the area. I was in the
tour. You're going to do it again in Dublin? All right. We're eating this.
I was really hoping I'd run into somebody in some Dematha gear. So I'd be like, look at this.
Yeah, check this out.
Well, because in Dingle, I had run into people that went to like other schools in my conference. And that was like, I was like, oh, we're in Dublin. We're running into somebody.
Yeah.
But you could have gotten that too. Just a little tattoo and a piece of toilet paper on the back of your butt.
That is one bad thing about Ireland. They need to up the toilet paper game.
Uh oh.
The hotel. Like
it just was harsh.
Sandpaper.
That Irish eye ain't smiling.
It was not.
My Irish eye was unhappy.
Yes, it was not smiling.
Yeah, right. No. That Irish eyes were hurting. And I'm sure everybody knows this, but it is very weird to shower just like with one arm
don't
up for like 4 days. And you're just like, all right, this is just how I shower now.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Good on you, man.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. And again, just it means a lot. And it was an awesome experience. This kind of by the way, I should finish the list.
He even asked me, he's like, should I just spring it on him? Should I make it a segment? It's like, let's see if we can make it a segment.
Yeah, like I could have done it earlier today. I wanted to show Taryn, but I was like, I want a surprise. Like literally right after I got it, I was like, this will work on TV time.
Mike, you're next.
I'm the only one who hasn't gotten
it. You're the only
him.
One.
I'm the only one dry over here.
Yeah, Marshawn was the same way. He's like, dude, now I'm the only one without one. I was like, oh, whatever, coward.
Jesus. You pee.
Miles, by the way, besides the fact I'm going to be talking and saying lad a lot, now I'm a tap guy.
That's right.
Yeah. I know what it's like.
Time to get the scooter back.
I know what it's like to go under the needle, man. Jax Teller in Sons of Anarchy.
Hell
He obviously did not have that tattoo. But the big Grim Reaper and everything, that's one of the most memorable ones.
Cut on his back,
Yeah, exactly, right? And then, right, every sex scene, you had to put it in there. And then Michael Scofield in Prison Break. Well, but he was supposed to be in prison, so obviously that role demanded a lot of tattoos.
It makes sense, yes.
Yeah. What are you going to watch tonight? I'd also highly recommend, I just watched it yesterday. If you have HBO or HBO Max and you're a Seahawks fan, I already love Hard Knocks. It's awesome to see Coach McDonald and, like, what they're doing and everything else there, like, behind the scenes. Also, I'm kind of getting amped up for NFL, so I'd recommend people watch Quarterback over on Netflix. Okay.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, because we head to Poland, where in a twist, a bison knocks a tourist on his ass abroad. Meanwhile, when you run across the runway to catch a flight, your plan is absolutely flawed. Not so sorry, Charlie attacks a swimmer at the beach. A pet goose wakes up a family with a loud screech. And a murder inquiry ends up being a doll in a suitcase. It's time for a headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Top 7 in Australia, where a murder scene was discovered. Two men were driving about 140 miles southwest of Sydney when they noticed a suitcase that had been abandoned. Letting curiosity get the best of them, they stopped and opened up the suitcase, probably to see what was inside. And they opened it up to the horror scene of a corpse that had been shoved inside of the suitcase. They immediately called authorities and an investigation was launched, but it wasn't until about 20 hours later that authorities determined that it was actually just a very realistic doll. It included hair, a nose ring, markings that looked like bruises, which are kind of sick if you've got that in the first place. Police reached out to the men that spotted the case to calm their nerves, informing them that they had not, in fact, happened upon a dead body, which I would appreciate if that was me.
That's a good, yeah. Shout out to the cops for making that call.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm already going to still have to live with that fear and that shock of happening upon a dead body, but yeah. Then to find out that it wasn't, like, I feel like that would help it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you're still going to be traumatized. You're still going to have that, but
yeah.
Why did it have bruises? That was the part that bothered me.
Maybe it's like a Halloween doll or something, like for decoration. Okay. I'm just trying to say to save it. I don't know why you'd have that.
You know what? That's probably the best one, Ted. That's probably the best explanation. Right. We're coming up on it. It's around the corner. It'll be here before you know it.
Oh, yeah. My grocery store is all Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my social media is all Halloween right now. It's ready.
All the spooky chicks.
Yeah, that's right.
They love it.
They are. They're coming out. They are. They're blossoming. In other news, we go to Cuba, where beachgoers also got a bit of a startle. A video has been going viral that features folks on a beach frantically swimming and running away from a shark that was charging up onto the beach. We talked about this earlier today. Luckily, nobody was caught in the predator's jaws, but that's likely because after everyone made it a safe distance away, it was determined that it was actually a 650-pound tuna that had them all in a panic. After making that discovery, they all rushed to the beach to help, noticing that the fish had somehow injured itself, likely due to fishing gear or a jet ski that had come in contact with it. Beach patrons were able to push the fish back out to sea using sunbeds and deck chairs to give them leverage. Miles, I did think the exact same thing that you did. It's like, what if we just reel this thing up and have some really high-quality tuna?
I mean, just have a fish fry on the beach.
I know.
Everyone's invited.
Something.
Who doesn't like ahi tuna?
Somebody's got to know somebody that can fillet that doggone thing
out
there.
Man, we eat a raw. I don't know what... Could it be fatty? I don't know, man.
Right?
I just
every video I've seen of like people carving up those tunas, they're using like samurai swords.
Yeah, they're big. Yeah.
Or like what do you call it? Like the hand saw, like electric.
Yeah.
Chainsaw?
Jigsaw?
Oh, jigsaw.
Yeah. They're not a soft fish.
No.
Yeah. But I'm with you guys. You're probably not gonna sell it anywhere. You might be able to. You might be able to fence it somewhere, but carve it up, man. Let's have some sashimi.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Not with it.
To Mother Russia, where you're missing your flight is no problem at all. A plane had just left the gate and was preparing to make its way to the runway to take off when a couple passengers that were supposed to be on the flight made a scene. Now, instead of accepting that they had just missed their plane and rescheduled their flight, the pair of high-heeled clad women, they burst through a restricted door onto the tarmac and started sauntering over to their flight. Because that's going to work.
Yeah,
hey, drop the stairs for us. We want to get up.
I'm sure the pilot's like, oh, wait, there's two people waiting for us.
Yes. They attempted to get a hold of ground control to let them on the plane and get their attention. They did, though it didn't end the way that they'd hoped. The women were both arrested by the Federal Security Service, who says that they're pressing charges against the pair for being in a restricted area without authorization. Who thought that that would happen besides everybody? It was determined that the two posed no threat to their or any other flight, and normal operations continued shortly after.
They're just stupid.
They're just morons. And Tim's got the video up on YouTube right now. It's just... What was the game plan? This isn't running after your taxi cab. This is running after a plane. In what world have they said, oh, you know what, throw the stairs down.
This
They're
works.
Hot. They're hot little Russian gals.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I guess you said it. Like, that plane is taxiing.
Yes.
It's not pushing away.
It's pushing away.
It's not like knocking on the bus window, asking them to stop at
you
the light.
You will fall out of window.
Right. I just feel like there should be a security check that they shouldn't be that been able to do that.
Right. Well, you know, you've gone by the doors.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
It's just a little emergency exit.
Yeah.
They tell you not to, but I sometimes think, like, what if I just went out there? Yeah, I'd be arrested, probably shot, you know.
Yeah.
It's fun. Shut it down, ruin the day for everybody.
What happened to Mike?
We go to Poland where they're finally putting Yellowstone tourists to shame. What happened to Mike? A video is going viral that shows a repeat of what we saw just recently in Yellowstone. A tourist in a national park being bucked by a bison. The tourist makes a couple attempts to stand after being struck by the animal, only to be knocked back down by the massive beast. It's only when someone rolls a car into the open field to put distance between the two that the tourist is able to get back to safety. In spite of the staggering size difference, no serious injuries were reported.
The bison is absolutely fine.
Did not know of the bison of Poland.
No
until,
kidding.
Until today.
It's like the Polish bison.
I never heard of that.
There's like 900 bison that are native to that.
Where are they buffalo?
Ted.
Africa
and Asia.
That's it. They don't look like the buffalo we think of buffalo.
No, they look like water buffalo.
Because that's water buffalo.
Correct. Yeah.
So where's the real buffalo?
So why do we call them water buffalo and not just buffalo?
Well, they were always bison or tatanka. And then the white guys came over and just mislabeled it. And we stuck with it.
No, I mean the buffaloes. Why do we call them water buffalo and not just buffalo?
Because they could swim.
Okay.
You tell me bison can't?
I don't believe so. I honestly just found out 2 days ago that you call them water buffalo because literally they will get in the water and swim and can stay submerged for a while.
Huh. We still call them water buffalo. We don't just call them buffalo.
So you wear our actual buffalo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
New York. Western.
That's right. Rochester.
Yeah.
But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Let's go to Texas where they have geese heroes. Hero geese. An emergency situation avoided making the turn to tragic thanks to such an animal on the farm. While asleep watching TV, a local man heard the urgent honking of a pet goose aptly named Goosey and woke up to check on the commotion. He walked out back to the shocking sight of his barn engulfed in flames.
Oh, damn.
He quickly grabbed a hose and was able to extinguish the fire without much further damage, and the animals inside were able to safely escape. Now the goose is being hailed as a hero of the family for sounding the alarm.
The goose is an arsonist.
Right.
He set the fire. What are you talking about?
Herky, herky. Men's Room Sports, you got WNBA basketball over on Peacock and USA Tonight featuring the Seattle Storm, and there's baseball over on FS1 and MLB TV. Speaking of baseball, the Mariners. Pesky Mariners.
Jesus. Well, the Rays are the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
But they got to get through them.
Why would you host your 50th anniversary celebration weekend when you play the Rays?
Look, the Rays kick the Yankees' ass.
I think they're we're going to lose to everyone.
They did. It just would have seemed nice to have one win on that weekend.
One. They managed to get swept by the Rays in all three games, which if you don't know what that means we didn't win one the 50th anniversary weekend. They're off tonight as they make their way to New York to take on those rascals known as the Yankees. That should be fun. As far as your weather, we're on a real good stretch for the foreseeable future here, gang.
Rascals.
should cool down to a low of 57 tonight with partly cloudy skies, continuing on into tomorrow where we're looking at partly cloudy skies and a high right around 78. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks for tomorrow. Since Ben, Taryn Daly, and Steve Mix join us, we have bands that reference their own names in their own songs.
Okay.
Yes. Lovely Jolene up in just seconds.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!